Good evening, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. This is Sue Fields Delamonte. I am joined tonight by Lynn Bleasdale, and we have two special guests with us, Sue Beckley and Jessica Marie Tatro. Good evening, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Happy Wednesday.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
I'm good. Good. My energy's up. I feel excited. Yeah, it's going to be a great show.
Yeehaw. Yay.
Awesome.
Plugged in and ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, tonight our topic is choice and responsibility. Who would like to start out? Anybody?
Is it our choice? And will we be responsible for what we say?
Absolutely.
This is fine. I'll go first if everyone wants to take a sec. But
sure.
I think we were talking about this the other day, that we have a choice about our responses to things. There's an awful lot of people that are really bummed out right now. And I think partly it's, for those who live in winter climes, it might be a little seasonal affective disorder. It might be just, all the brouhaha that's going on in politics, whatever. It could be a combination of all sorts of things. But a lot of people, I'm hearing them say, I can't help it. This is how I feel. And I know that deal. I've done that myself. But I have learned, too, over the years, when I've started doing light work, that you actually can make a choice about your reactions, no matter what's going on. You can make that choice. And I know personally, when I've got my teeth into a good old sulk or I'm angry at something or I'm scared, whatever it is, there's a part of me that digs in and doesn't want to let that go. It's like, I feel horrible and I'm going to keep feeling horrible. And I think we all do that a little bit. And that's where the choice comes in, and it is absolutely true that you can stop whatever is getting to you. Like when we get into that place where we're breathing light and we're not getting the oxygen in and we're constricted and we're anxious and we're tense, it is absolutely possible to stop yourself with what is called object meditation. And that is just to simply focus. Put all your focus onto the nearest object. It can be your hand, could be a glass. It doesn't matter what the object is. The point is to stop the monkey mind chatter in its tracks. And then what I do, what I found really helps, is for every bad and negative thought that is causing my body to go into fight or flight mode, I balance it with three points of gratitude. That calms me down into a place where I can actually behave. I can fake it till I make it. So I change the way I behave. And after a while, you do realize that it is better to stay either neutral or positive, because negativity just takes you further down into that rabbit hole. So, and for responsibility, it's been said that if you save someone's life, then you are responsible for that life. And I can apply that to saving ourselves. I know that a lot of people that have been, it looks like, you know, life's just been throwing at the bullseye they're wearing on their back. They seem to be constantly, you know, getting nailed and nailed and nailed with what they don't want. And it's, as far as responsibility goes, it's really important to look to be responsible for the experience that's happening and look at it in terms of what is the universe trying to teach us. And I know myself, I have let a lesson get repeated and repeated and repeated until I go, wait a minute, I think I have to change my own behavior. Whoa, what a difference when you take responsibility for what's happening. And even if it's painful, you look at what you're doing to cause these lessons to repeat, change the behavior, and it's like magic. The reality around you changes. So responsibility, it's a good thing. And we are responsible for our path in this world. And sometimes we're responsible for other people too. And I think when that comes along, I sang to Sue and Sue the other day, when it comes to that choice, I try to be kind over being right. And I guess that's how I've sort of taught myself to be responsible in this life path. I hope that made sense. And with that, I'll turn it over to Sue, Sue, or Jessica.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Go right ahead, honey.
Oh, that's okay. I just wanted to say hi. I'm Jessica. And I've had a pretty just up and down. It's been waxing and waning. I think there's a lot of, major shifting going on. Right now, I mean, as there always is, but there's just like, for me, there's just a lot of major shifts happening, I think, just personally and spiritually. So it's been an interesting week, and I'm just thankful for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, hi, this is Sue, and thanks, Jessica. I just wanted to add a little bit to what Lynn was saying, because I had written down a little bit for tonight about our topic, choices and responsibility, and I feel like I'm right in line with what Lynn was saying. Mine has to do with our thoughts about any given situation. Okay, so we can choose what we think about something. And those thoughts that we choose to think affect our emotions, and then it trickles right on over into our health, our mental health, our physical health. And so for myself, I always ask myself, okay, what am I choosing to think in this moment about whatever it happens to be? So for example, if I wake up in the morning and say I might have a little bit of a hangover for something that happened yesterday. So my choice in that moment of waking is, am I going to continue that energy and thinking about it and, you know, rolling it over and focusing on it? Or am I going to choose to think, oh, hey, look, the sun's out. And I live in New York, so anytime the sun's out, I mean, I really will do object meditation on that. I'll be like, yeah, look at that. Okay, especially in the wintertime. So, you know, irregardless, the thought could be that I'm choosing, which is, hey, new day. Okay, brand new start. Let's go. And, you know, I get out of bed and I say, I'm grateful to be here. And those thoughts, the responsibility in that is that I'm choosing a positive energy. And then I also have to take responsibility if I choose that hangover, you know, if I go back into that energy, well, that's on me too. So I try to do, you know, as much personal responsibility as I can, because I believe that every moment we're creating our own reality. And the choices that we make, we may not be able to choose what's actually happening in the moment, you know, and that's a whole nother topic about, you know, things that we've planned to have happen in our lives or things that just kind of happen. But we can, I do believe, choose what we think about it. And mm-hmm. that decision and that choice is what affects your now moment and the rest of your day, and it can also affect tomorrow and next week.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, I completely agree. You know, the choices that we make in life are what direct our lives. If you choose to stay in a bad situation, I mean, we have hundreds of choices every single day. You choose what time you're getting up, what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. And it seems to me, I don't know if it's just me or if anybody else has noticed it, how people more and more nowadays are making choices and trying to lay blame for their choices on other people. Have any of you noticed that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
From the beginning of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just a lot of projection going on, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like just one example, just a little example. I know someone that at Christmas time was invited to attend the big family event with the opening of gifts and dinner and everything. They chose not to go. And then afterwards got mad at some of the other people that went and don't want to talk to them anymore because they feel like they were left out after they chose not to attend.
Wow, makes no sense.
If whatever choices you make, if you don't like the result, fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
You
or
know,
at least be responsible
like
for it.
Exactly.
Right? At least take responsibility and say, well, gee, you know, I had something to do with the fact that I was alone on Christmas.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like if you choose to wear an orange and yellow shirt with pink and purple pants and you don't like it, either change your outfit or take responsibility for looking like a goof. I mean,
that's hilarious. Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, that brings about a good point that you make, Sue, is that, you know, a lot of the choices I think people make are based on social conditioning, you know, what we think society wants us to do. So in other words, say, you know, you're getting ready to make a career choice or move somewhere or whatever, you know, how many people are influenced by what their family's going to think about it or what they think their peers are going to say about it or blow back in some way. You know, you're born into a body of a female, but you don't feel like a female. You feel like a male, so you choose to wear male clothes and you know, talk like a male and behave, you know, more with the male energy. Well, I mean, most people in society aren't going to take to that very well. So there's a certain courage, I think, for people that make that choice despite what society's going to say about it. And ultimately, you know, the responsibility is your personal happiness.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny that you should say that because, you know, for 58 years, I lived in a bubble of not doing what I wanted to do because of one particular person's influence on my life. So I lived for 58 years in misery, not being who I was, instead of having the courage to stand up and choose to be who I knew I could be and take responsibility for myself. I allowed them to influence my choices, which is a choice of allowing somebody else to influence you. That is your choice.
But, you know, this is one of the things that I think is, like, really great about the new energy, the new children coming in and the millennials and the new energies that are coming in. It's like young people seem to be less willing to conform to, you know, what society's telling them they need to be. And that's why you hear all these millennial jokes and things of that nature. But now we've got the indigo children coming in. I forget what our moniker is for them now, but they're light beings that are just so full of wisdom and ancient knowledge. And it's like they're gonna flip our world on top of its head. So, you know, I think for you and I, Sue, you know, being of a different generation, we could fall victim to that. And, you know, I think we kind of have to give ourselves a break a little bit. I'm not saying that we can't be responsible for those choices, but it just wasn't as acceptable to break out of the norm, you know. And so we had a little harder road.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fair that I could say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot of that too, that's coming in. It's just a lot of the children now are, you know, born still connected to source consciousness, you know, so they're not as influenced as, you know, we would like them to, or as conformable to society standards that, you know, most people want them to. So, I mean, yeah.
Right.
And it's a huge responsibility for the parents of these children because, you know, we have to choose to let them be what it is they've come here to be. And, you know, it's a huge responsibility because, you know, they're going to get outside influences saying, well, wait a minute, you know, why aren't you doing this or why aren't you doing that? And it takes, I think, a lot of courage for a parent of a, you know, a child of this nature to be able to stand up and say, no, this is how we're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, this child was given to me for this reason, you know, so that I could help them manifest, you know, their light and their destiny. And it's a huge responsibility.
It sure is. Well, we have quite a few callers lined up. Are you ladies ready to start taking some calls?
Let's do this.
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll jump in with the first one.
Hello.
631, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, it's Sue. And I didn't know if you were doing readings tonight.
Yes, we are. How can we help you, Sue?
I'm working, but I want to see if you see me getting a new job in February.
Sue, this is Lynn talking. The question comes up here. This is a job you've applied for, is it?
Yes, a couple of them, yes.
Okay. I'm picking up that it probably isn't, I hate to say this, but I wouldn't hang from a rope waiting for this job to come through. But it feels like there's another job that you haven't heard of yet that is a leap, is kind of a lot better than what you were going for. They're saying to look, it's coming in through sort of like a metaphor, but they're saying to look where, look under the, I have to go back. There's a joke about a guy that looks for his car keys under where a street light, and a fellow comes along and says, what you looking for? Guy goes, my car keys. So they're looking, and the guy, eventually he's frustrated. He says, you know what, are you sure this is where you've lost your keys? And the guy goes, no, I lost them over there in the bushes, but the light's better here. And I'm sorry if that's taking a long way around, but that's what's coming in for me. And it's like, don't look so much where the light is on. There's something in the bushes that I think is even better for you that you haven't looked for yet. But I'm not saying,
well, I'm really
no,
not
going to
apply
not...
any more places. I put enough applications in.
I'm sorry, honey. What did you say?
I'm not going to fill out any more applications. I'm done. You know, whatever happens now happens.
Okay. I wouldn't close the door on new experiences, though. I'm just giving you what comes through, and I'm just I know you're tired and you're frustrated from trying, but I wouldn't, as I say, we can get into trouble by having expectations of outcome.
I don't have any expectations. Well, I do. I'd like to, I mean, I'm working. I'm not that I'm not working. I just would like to get something close to home. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, there's nothing I can do about it, but I'm not applying any more places.
Yeah. Well, not being a fortune teller, I can't give you a yes or no, but I will say that it looks like there's something else that you haven't encountered yet that may offer you an even better opportunity. So with that, I'll pass you on to whoever's next
I'm here.
Sue or Jessica?
This is
okay, huh?
This is Jessica.
Hello.
Hi, Sue. So first of all, and then again, I also chose cards. There's a card for you too that I'm pretty blown away. The card is called Adjacent Possibilities, and it came out upright. Sometimes, and this card means many unconsidered opinions. Sometimes the force of habit keeps you stuck and unaware of potentially healthier and happier choices at hand. Yet every moment gives you the option to open a different door and take a different course, whether it's in your thoughts, behaviors, or major life decisions. Unlike the indecision card, which indicates confusion about which course to take, the adjacent possibility card is here to tell you that you have many options, and it's time to take a wider look at things. As you consider the many life choices available, you'll feel more and more empowered and motivated to make those decisions that bring happiness, strength, forward in motion. In terms of your goal, this card could indicate unknown and previous unconsidered ideas. Perhaps there's a marketing tool you haven't thought of, or maybe a connection you haven't tapped into, or even an entirely different direction would be more suited for you. Be conscious, be aware, and be flexible and willing to take new, different actions now. And then with that, as I was speaking to my guides, the answer that you are, the question that you are asking was, will you have this job in February? And unfortunately, I got the question, I got the answer that it was no, but that I think this kind of segues from what Sue was saying. I'm sorry, Lynn, that there could be greater possibilities for you. But that's what I got.
Okay.
Very nice. Thank you. Sue Beckley.
Hi, Sue. I got a definite no in my stomach about the job in February, but what I heard was, are you defining what you're looking for? The feeling I get with you is that you want to change. However, you're not really defining for the universe what that change will be. It's kind of like...
Yeah, I get it. But the problem is that there's only a certain amount of jobs I can go for with the skills I have and the age and stuff like that. I can't go for receptionist, customer service if I don't have those skills when you put your resumes out online and stuff. So that's why I'm getting the same kind of jobs, and I'd like to get a little bit of pension on the same kind of jobs at my age. I don't want, you know what I'm getting at? I have tried different jobs to try to interview or, you know, try to write, you know, but you know what I'm saying?
My background.
Yeah.
So, you know, what they're saying to me now is that I think stop looking as much at the money aspect when you're feeling into what you want to do next. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but when you start to feel in for yourself internally what it is that excites you, you know, so as you're going through job listings, look at things that make you go, oh, I'd like to do that. But and then don't turn around and say, but I don't have the skills for it, okay? Because as soon as you do that, you close the door. So if you find something that sounds good to you and you'd like to do it, and possibly you could take, you know, maybe a couple of weeks course online at night, because you already have a job, so your bills are being paid, but something to bolster that skill. And when you say about your age, okay, you're throwing another limitation into the universe. You really don't want to do that, because that
is
not going
to
bring you.
Because I've done school at almost 60. I don't want to take any more classes. I just want a job, work 4 more years, and retire.
Yeah, I understand. Well, okay. You know, understand too that the universe will bend to your will. And so if you're saying, okay, no, you know, I'm at this age, I don't want to do anything new, I don't want to open up to things that I don't have the skill set for yet, it's just going to keep giving you the same kind of things that you've been seeing. You know, and that is a choice.
That's okay, though. That's okay. I don't mind doing the same things I do. I just want to get something closer to home.
Gotcha.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. And and I totally understand. You know, I think that a little bit more time and the thing for you is going to present itself.
All right, thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sue. Okay.
Absolutely.
We will move on to our next caller. And that's area code 614. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. Is Jessica calling here?
Jessica?
Yes. Can you guys hear me? Thank you for taking my call,
yes.
Ladies.
How can we help you, hon?
Well, it's new moon tomorrow, and it's our Lunar New Year on Saturday. So, yeah, I thought I'd just call in and see if you guys have any message for me. Maybe in regarding to my, I would say, career and health.
Okay. Lynn, are you picking up anything for Jessica? Okay, how about Sue or Jessica? Are you picking up anything for Jessica?
Well, I did. I don't know if it's going to make any sense. Jessica, can I ask you a question? This is Sue Beckley.
Sure. Okay.
Do you eat a lot of soy products?
Yes, I do. Is it bad?
Okay, they're saying that you need to be careful with that because it might affect your hormones.
Okay,
I don't know if you, you know, see a doctor regularly or what the case is, but I got soybeans and I got just be careful with it.
Okay, maybe it's less because soy sauce and tofu. That's what I eat a lot every day.
Yeah, you might want to just, you know, I don't know what your age is or if your doctor would be willing to do it, but you may just want to have your hormones checked. If you're having any problems or irregularities, you know, female issues, things like that, because a heavy diet of soy can make your estrogen levels. I mean, this is just from what I'm reading. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not trying to present like I'm a doctor. And that's why I'm suggesting, you know, if you have anything.
No, it's great. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I have for you.
Yeah. So, I'm 30 years old and I can see naturopath. And yeah. So maybe the hormones have to do with my mood swing lately. Thanks for the message. I'll look into it and I will remember to reduce the soy intake.
Okay, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, Sue.
That was really good.
Yeah,
Jessica, this is, sorry, I'm just jumping in, Sue.
Muted
before. Yeah, no, I was babbling away into the microphone and I'm like, well, why is she talking over me here? So, Jessica, I did get a totem animal for you coming in here, and it was the fox. The fox totem
oh,
usually
beautiful.
Comes... Yeah, lovely, eh? So the fox totem usually comes to you when you are about to undergo a period of change, especially one that is tough and unpredictable. The fox urges you to act swiftly, but guided by your wisdom and intuition. The fox spirit animal teaches you to be resourceful and flexible if you want to emerge victorious. So there you go, Jessica. That's from Lynn, and I'll move you over to Sue and Jessica.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. That's beautiful. I'll look up more info about
the fox. Oh, very welcome.
Well.
Yeah, read up on the fox spirit guide and spirit and totem. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Jessica, do you have anything for Jessica?
Okay. The card that I did pull for you, there's a man holding a coin. And this represents male connection in money, health, or value. This card shows a man sitting in a lushly flowered field holding a large, bright coin. For men, this could indicate an aspect of yourself and a readiness to further your goals and receive increased health, money, or value in your life. Greater success is on your way when you take control of your own finances and act. This card, upright, could also reveal the assistance of a financial advisor or healer whom you already know or are soon to meet. This man is helpful and may bring sage advice concerning the actions you need to be taking. Be open to this person showing up with support, but always turn to your own intuitive guidance to weigh the information you receive. This could also signify a new love interest with a wealthy man from work or from a job place.
Well, wow. I'm married, very happily married too. And my husband company has been doing very well. So maybe it could be him.
I think it also represents that someone could be coming along to support you in your job. That is a male or, you know, in that aspect, you know, maybe not necessarily romantic. Yeah.
Cool.
But
well,
that's really all I'm getting for you today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Well, Jessica, I hope that helps you a little bit.
Yeah,
thank
you,
Lady.
That's beautiful.
Thank you for calling in. Call us back and let us know how things go for you.
I will do. And happy Lunar New Year to you all.
Well,
happy
thank
New
you.
Year.
And to
thank
you,
you
also.
Mm-hmm. Happy
thank
New
you.
Year.
Okay, move on to our next caller. Area code 212, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hello?
Hello, can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I have an interview on Friday, and I was wondering if you see me getting the job and if it would be a good fit for me.
I'm getting, Mary, I'm getting a caution light. Okay, I'm getting the color yellow coming in about this. I don't feel that you're not going to get the job. But when you ask if it's a good fit, what I feel is that I'm sorry, this is Lynn. I apologize. I didn't ID myself there. I feel like you may have a few social roadblocks to overcome in terms of your coworkers. Here's a great image coming in. You know how if you're going to introduce a new fish into a tank, you put the bag in first and let the water acclimatize and everything even out, then you can get So for you, when you, I feel like you might get this job. I mean, again, we're not fortune tellers, because if we were, we'd have those lottery numbers, I promise. But I feel like it feels like you might get it, and you probably want to put your bag in the water and let it acclimatize. So I wouldn't, I think, observe your fellow, the people you'll be working with. If you get any clenchy feelings in around the second and third chakra area, pay attention to those. And, you know, you have to be like your own superhero here, and just realize, like, it's not your problem. It's probably little personality things, but you might encounter some jealousy, sort of professional jealousy, sort of sniffing around who's this new person. So go easy when you first get there, and let them come to you, right? Just think of them like a bunch of wild animals, and don't come on too strong, and I think everything should be fine. I hope that made sense. It sounded so weird, but there you go. And I'll throw you back over to Sue and Jessica.
Thank you.
Sue or Jessica, do you have anything for Mary?
Well, hi, Mary. This is Sue Beckley. I just got a very nice light come down, like shining down from above when you asked the question. So I would have to agree with Lynn on the yes. I didn't get any tense feelings in my body that would indicate a no. So it seems as though if you want this, that it's going to be presented for you. And that's what I have for you today.
Very good.
Yeah.
Jessica?
Okay. This is Jessica. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Doing good. So as I was talking with my spirit team, it does look like this could be a big possibility, this job or career, when I was talking with them. And as I was shuffling the cards, I got this. And it's a male of wisdom or understanding. I got this card upright for you. This card shows a man standing before an archway, gazing at a crystal in his hand. He is a thoughtful and reflective man, representing the potential presence of a teacher in your life, now or about to arrive soon. This person may be there to either educate you in the finer details of your chosen direction, or may be there to assist you in some specific spiritual, mental, emotional, or pursuits. The card is telling you to pay attention, for this could lead to great strides in personal or professional growth. This man may also be a love interest coming your way, or perhaps just a new male friend. Be on the lookout for this guide in the physical world, and be open to his information if it resonates with you. Learn what you can as a new disciple. The technique, course of study, or healing practices could change your life. Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that could be my new boss, who's a guy, and maybe he could mentor me, or it could be my hopefully soulmate.
Okay. All right. Well, I wish you so much luck.
Thank you. Could I ask one other quick question? It has to do with this course that I'm thinking about taking, but I'm not so sure I should take it because it's not cheap. And it's a healing modality called Havening. And there's a training program happening this weekend. So I'm just wondering if it would be good for me to invest in spending like $1,500 on this program and becoming certified as a practitioner of Havening, or if I should just skip it.
Mary, could you say the course name again that you mentioned?
Yes, it's called Havening. Havening for safe haven. And it's basically like a touch healing modality that was recently discovered by a neuroscientist, maybe in the past 15 years or so.
And, okay, I got it. Amygdala depotentiation.
Yes, that's it.
Wow, what I'm hearing is this could really benefit you.
Ooh.
This is Sue again. It looks a lot like tapping too. And anytime I'm a quantum healer, and
ooh,
anytime you can affect the energy centers in your body in a positive way, I mean, there's nothing that's going to make that not good for you. So, you know, I would say to you, if you're drawn to it, you know, if it's a passive interest and you're concerned about the money, then I say talk to other people that are doing it, like look for a community and look into it more. But if you're really drawn to it, I can't see how it wouldn't benefit you.
Okay. Because I thought maybe I could do this on the side, you know, become a havening practitioner. Right now it's not popular, and I think it's being practiced by hypnotists, therapists, and, you know, I'm none of the above. So I thought, well, you know, if I were to become a practitioner, I don't know if I would be able to practice on anybody because I don't have any clients.
Mm-hmm. Right, but
yeah,
you could start with family and friends, and then you know, your reputation, really what it is if you limit yourself to what you think you can do with it, but if, you know, then you're going to run into limitations if you go and approach it as, you know, like a child that sees something that wants to go investigate it and is interested and attracted to it for a reason. You know, then you're going to be able to mold it, and it's going to open a door for you. In essence, it's going to give you more possibilities to use your creationship, to use your own positive energy. I felt a very good energy about you when you first started speaking. So, I mean, maybe there's a part of you that you're not quite fully aware of yet, but that really wants to allow that energy to go to other people.
Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It would be nice.
Yeah, so I mean, if that is interesting to you, then approach it as I'm doing this for me, and, you know, and then practice with people that, you know, are willing to let you practice on them, and then you will figure out how to market your service. That really isn't the issue. The issue is do you want it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
I was just going to say one good thing about the page I went on to look at this is nobody's calling it pseudoscience, which is what they call everything these days, you know, that,
mm-hmm.
you know, the energy healing. It's a pseudoscience, and they're not calling it that. It looks like a really interesting therapy. And
yes.
We're all going to like look into it after the show. This is very, very cool. And it's interesting that it gets brought onto the show where we have a quantum energy person. So that's, it doesn't seem by accident, you know?
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, the treatment is really quite simple, but then I don't understand how it works. And I think that the founder of this method is going to explain how the
mm-hmm.
science, what the science is behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's a lot of videos, yeah, about it.
Yeah.
Study, study,
well, I mean,
study.
You
everything
you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get a chance, look up the therapy of, called tapping, Mary. Mm-hmm. And because what I'm getting is this is, you know, energy work, mm-hmm. which is similar to tapping. You're tapping, you're going into your own energy field, and you're learning the mechanics of, it seems to me as though you're learning the mechanics of moving the energy, which isn't that different from tapping. It's not that different from Reiki. Well, Reiki's a little different. You're bringing the energy into your body, but it's still all working with energy. And then once you learn to do that with yourself and some, maybe working with some friends and family, then you'll very easily be able to transition that into working with other people. It's all about intention, these modalities. And I really like what Lynn said about it not being called a pseudoscience, so we're getting there.
Yeah, yeah. The person who is instructing the course or teaching the course said that tapping is not as effective as havening, and I found that intriguing. It's like, oh, why is that? And the neuroscience supposedly states that there are certain areas of your body that are more receptive to touch, and the delta waves are activated in your system if you lightly stroke those areas. And that helps people get over trauma and sometimes health issues. So I was just curious, like, if this really works, then that would be amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it remains to be seen, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy's a neuroscientist, so that speaks well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Anyway, there's a ton of info online if people want to look it up. And there's havening.org and there's havening.com. So this is, looks like there's two of them. But anyway, it looks really
great.
Interesting. And it looks kind of like it's going to be really good for people. A lot of trauma out there right now.
Yeah.
There is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Mary, I hope that we were able to help you a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
Call us back. Yes, call us back and let us know how things go.
Okay, well, maybe I'll be havened by then.
Maybe. That would be awesome.
That you can haven us.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Yes,
all right. So much.
Thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold, hon, so you can listen to the show if you like.
Okay.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 856. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. How are you? It's Rosemaria.
Maria?
Hello. Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. How can I help you tonight, honey?
Whatever's coming in for me next month, romance or long-term relationship or work, for the positive. Either one.
Okay, Rosemaria, this is Lynn. Okay. I'm getting that you are not doing you're not developing your spiritual abilities as well as you would like to, or think about it but don't do it. Is it something like that?
I do something else, like the IT world, computer world.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that you need to go deep a little bit sometimes. That you're have you ever heard the expression being of the world, being in the world but not of the world? they're saying that sometimes it would be good for you to pull back from the I guess, you know, it's wonderful to be in the tech world and stuff like that, but it feels almost like you're a little, you've got a little nature deficit disorder. You're not going inward a lot, and it's probably good for you to do a little chakra balancing, a little meditation. And it doesn't mean you have to sit there in a lotus position going om. Whatever meditation means for you, I'm getting a feeling that you need to do a little more of it. Focus on your spiritual abilities. It's going to cross over into your day-to-day physical life, and it's going to give you a bit of an edge. I think they're asking you to balance the spiritual and the physical a little bit more. And that's what I'm getting for you, Rose Maria. I'll put you over to Susu and Jessica next.
Hello? Jessica, do you have anything for Rose Maria?
I'm sorry, I was just muting while I was shuffling. I'm still kind of in the process of that, if someone would like to go.
Sure, okay. I'll jump in. This is Sue Beckley. Hi, Rose Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. I have a question for you. Are you in some kind of competition with somebody that you know that's kind of close to you, that's kind of a friend? And I know that's kind of, you know, a difficult question, but I mean, do you feel like there's a friend of yours that's just sort of competing with you on some level?
I have a friend somewhat, but a guy friend that not competing, I don't think.
Okay. I get this feeling of one-upmanship going on, and it may not be, you know, in the sense where, you know, you just, it's like an outward competition, but I almost feel like it's an underlying thing that's going on. And all I can say to you about that is if that is the case, then if you connect to who you are in the self-esteem is what I'm hearing. It's not that you don't have self-esteem, but it's just that this undertow, this little bit of competition that goes on makes you question yourself from time to time. Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, sometimes I question myself.
Okay. And yeah, and my team is saying don't do that, because when you do that, it's going to give you this overall feeling of a lack of joy in your current situation. You know, basically they're saying, I mean, you can go in many different directions. I mean, the field is wide open for you. They're not sure that you really want to go anywhere is what I'm hearing. And if this isn't right, I apologize, but this is just the feeling I'm getting. It's just kind of this little bit of competition that makes you question yourself. And then you start to think, well, you know, I could be doing this and I could. So, you know, go inside yourself and determine, do I really want to make a move, or, you know, is it just this little bit of competition I've got going on? Does that make sense to you?
You mean with the guy, right?
Yeah, or just inside yourself. You know, if you're feeling that competitiveness, or you're, you know, if something somebody says kind of makes you question yourself, your abilities, or are you performing to your maximum, and that sort of gets to you, is that the real reason why you want to make a change, or is it, do you really want to make a change? And so that kind of takes a little bit of, okay. Yeah, and I mean, you know, like I said, they said, you know, what I'm hearing is that the field's open for you. So, you know, get clear on what kind of change you're looking for. And then, you know, so maybe that's where Lynn's advice is coming in. Go within yourself, start feeling into what kind of change would interest you and excite you, and then just point yourself in that direction. You won't have any trouble.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Jessica.
Hi.
And so I was shuffling through my cards. The card that popped out for you most, it came out upright, and it's called patience. This is a peaceful presence of letting go of, like, a desperation. This card shows a beautiful angel holding a clock in the stillness of winter. Her quiet, peaceful energy is telling you that it's time to release the old urgencies, to look at things with a much clearer perspective. When this card is upright, it's telling you to relax and let go of the single-minded type of desperation that's been driving you. Don't try to force your will on only one opinion. When you think there's only one solution to satisfy your need or to make you happy, you are blocking many other potential solutions from coming your way. Let go of the anxiety and be flexible. Be patient, open, and creative. Choose to be peaceful in the present. The universe has more options than you may be aware of. Quiet your mind and broaden your perspective and allow them to come through. Wow, that was really pretty.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, Rosemary, I hope we were able to help you a little bit tonight. Please call us back and let us know how things go for you.
All right, cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. You have a wonderful evening.
Love and light.
Okay, looks like we have a Skype caller. Hi, you're on the air with Divine Connection. Can we get your name, please? Hello? Oh, we'll put that call back on hold. Yeah.
Maybe we put someone to sleep.
We might have.
Oh, well, anyway.
Well, we've got another caller here.
Yeah.
Area code 678, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes. Hey, ladies. This is Gina.
Gina.
Hi, Gina. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, yes. I have a question. I had a phone interview yesterday with a lady for a position that's not dealing with the company that I'm with right now as a contractor. So, and she said I will hear something, yes or no, by the end of the week. So how do you see this going as me finding the job, or do you see it somewhere else? The job opportunity.
I just picked up a flower for you, Gina. I'm just looking it up here. Okay, so the daffodil came through for you, and the daffodil symbolizes rebirth and new beginnings. Is this a job you're looking forward to, that it would be like a step up energetically for you to have this job?
Yes, definitely. Because it's in a totally different field. Because I'm coming from the healthcare background, and this one's more technical, like computer. But you're dealing with documents, though.
Well, hon, I think there couldn't have been a nicer flower symbol come up for you rather than one that symbolizes rebirth and new beginnings. I think that says it all. So that's, I love that for you. I'm going to put you over to Susu and Jessica, see what they get.
Okay.
That was very good, Lynn. Sue B.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Hi, Jessica. I am not getting anything conflicting with what Lynn said. Matter of fact, that flower is a beautiful symbol. Sometimes when I'm asking, you know, yes or no to my spirit team, I get light or I get a funny feeling in my stomach and the stomach isn't happening. So when I get like a funny feeling in the stomach, that's a no. I don't feel anything contradictory to you reaching this goal. You sound excited about it. And it's going to be a little different, as you said, from what you did before. So does that interest you? That makes you feel excited when you think about it?
Yes, it does. And also, it makes me excited because it's not that far from my house. an hour and a half commute to work to a 30 to 40 minutes. That cuts down traffic a whole lot of commute time.
Yeah. And I think you felt good during the interview. It seems like you had a good interview. Am I right?
Yeah, I felt like I had a good interview because she was saying that whenever I hear from her, she will it will go on to the hiring manager for another round of phone interviews, and then after that, then it would be a face to face with I think the teams that's there in the office, so it'll be like a 3 to 4 hours interview.
Okay.
Which I've never done before.
Nice. Well, make sure you're hydrated because those can be challenging, but I don't think you're going to have any problem. I think you're going to be okay with it. Yeah, good luck, dear.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure.
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi.
How are you doing, Gina?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing really good tonight. For the question that you asked, I got that, yes, it was a big possibility. And then the card that I pulled kind of went kind of in tandem with that. It's an appreciation card. Something stuck out to me when Lynn talking about the red rose or the single red rose that she got. The card that I pulled for you is an appreciation card. Upright, mm-hmm. This card shows a woman. This card shows a woman holding a single rose. She enjoys the scent and beauty of the single blossom. Yet around and behind her are like bramble bushes. She'd be focusing on these, worried that she might get caught up in the prickly branches of difficulty. Instead, she's pausing to experience the blessings of a single flower. The sun is breaking through the clouds, shining on her choice and on the tiny buds waiting to open up. This card upright is telling you that you have much to be grateful for and to look forward to. And like the flowering bush behind the woman on the card, there is more to come to you that you can't see. Congratulate yourself for every moment that you choose appreciation. This decision shifts your consciousness from lack to value, and it's guaranteed to bring more worth and riches into your life. Wow. That sounds like a huge confirmation card.
Yes,
how
it did.
That's beautiful.
It did finally. Because I've been on this roller coaster for a long time. I know almost 3 years of doing contract intent work. So this is a big step for me.
Wow. This was really neat.
Yeah.
Would Sue like to go? Would Sue like to go?
Did everybody go?
Oh.
I think so.
I'm not sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, Gina, thank you so much for calling in, hon. I hope that helped.
Yes, it did. And thank you so much, ladies. Y'all have a great night.
Good.
Bless you.
Thank you, hon. Give us a call back. Let us know how it goes.
I will. I will, definitely.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll try the Skype caller one more time. Hello, you're on the air with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please? Hello? Guess not.
Yeah, I'm hearing microphone problems on this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that looks like all of our callers.
Mm-hmm. That's great. We got to everyone.
Absolutely.
You know what I think is so cool is that so many people are just, it's, you know, from this show and the last one we did with me, is how many people are just like reaching out to their, to either extend their career or to, you know, to go into something new. It's kind of like a, feels like a good energy ride where, you know, people are just going for it now. And they're going, you know, I'm tired of this 3 year, this 5 year, this, you know, so many year stretch. I'm ready to do something new. And it just, it feels like that energy is going around.
Feels like that Saturn and Pluto alignment that we just went through has caused a lot of people to have a feeling like enough already. I want to get there. It's like they're tired of slogging away at something, and it's like they're getting very, very impatient, you know, to get to their goal. But you know what? The joke about life is like you just get one thing taken care of, and another thing's going to pop up. It's as Gilda Radner said, it's always something. So you might as well get used to.
Absolutely.
It's like it's like the nightmares in those horror movies where you're running down the hall and then the end of the hall you can't get to the end of it. It keeps getting further away. So yeah, you might as well laugh and enjoy. It looks like we got one more caller, Sue. Should we bring 917 on? And or
sure.
I don't know. Did we have them?
No, we didn't. Looks like a new caller.
Yeah.
Area code 917, you're on the air. Can we help you?
Hi.
Can we get your name, honey?
It's Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. How can we help you tonight, dear?
What are you doing? Are you doing readings?
Yes,
yep,
we are.
Yep, doing readings, yep.
Okay, thank you. What do you see around my full-time job that I'm working at? I was transferred a couple of times, and I'm filling in for somebody right now. They didn't have me sign a new contract for the new position. I still have the old contract. I told them I would like to go back to the old contract, but, you know, I'll be fine for in the meantime being here. I'm giving my all to this place, but I need to know that there are other opportunities for me if they're available, and they agreed with it. But what do you see around the job? Do you see me liking this place and staying at this particular place, or when the opportunity comes, or if it comes, will I be moving?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't get your name, hun. What
Samantha.
Samantha. Thank you very much. This is Lynn. The word roadblock comes up here, Samantha. It feels like it feels like there's something in your way that's keeping you from forward motion with the work you're doing. Did you have any choice in this transfer, the way you got jumbled around?
They didn't really give me a choice. It was more like it didn't really work out in that other place. The other staff, I wasn't feeling comfortable with the other staff, so I'm glad I'm not there anymore. I felt at one point I felt very self-conscious, and that's not a way to work. So I'm glad I'm not there at this time. It doesn't mean that I don't want to work there, because they will be moving to another, you know, there's going to be some movement there too.
Yes, exactly. Just so the image and the feeling of being blocked and the word roadblock came in. I feel like
that's right.
You're feeling
that's
very.
What happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened. I was doing my thing, and then this roadblock is exactly what happened. I don't know why, but that's exactly what happened over there. It's like people just put a roadblock. It was not necessary, but they did it, you know?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, just for you personally, I would find some nice soothing meditations to work. I think you're blocking some anger at the powers that be. And it's the feeling I get of feeling like, you know, buffeted by a wind and or not having any power in this situation. And I feel that, and rightly so, who can blame you, right? It's not fair to be, you know, not having any kind of control. But at the same time, they say, you know, the guy that's still breathing is the winner. Not that it's a big competition, but don't let anger back up on you about it. It's a good time to review, you know, Eckhart Tolle, Neil Donald Walsh. If, you know, the other members of the team can think of any, this is a good time to, like, go to videos that help you stay balanced, stay centered in your power. It is about keeping your personal power.
I feel like I did that already. I'm more asking, like, do you see me staying, like, in this position, or am I going to go do something else in this vicinity?
Yeah, as I say, you know, if we could predict the future, we'd be so well off, you know. But I think what the message that's coming through for you, hun, is about your personal situation and dealing with this, the way you're feeling about being blocked like this. Yeah, exactly. If anyone wants to chime in here, please. Yeah, go for it, Sue or Jessica. Sue or Jessica.
Hi, Samantha. This is Sue Beckley. I don't know if we have Jessica back. Hi. I have a question for you. Do you have children?
No.
Okay. Is that something that you're thinking about?
Not really.
Okay. All right. There's something that came up around children, and the problem that you experienced at work, did it have anything to do with covering for somebody? Somebody's kids were sick and they had to be out?
No.
Something along that line? Okay. Well, then I'm way off base. I don't know what that has to do with, but I'm not really getting anything else on this. And the only thing I can do then is switch to, you know, my intuitive self, which says, you know, like Lynn is describing, lots of self-care as far as soothing the energy. It seems like your nervous system is upset. And it's hard to think clearly when our nerves are frazzled. And so anything you can do to, you know, relax your nervous system, you know, an Epsom salt bath, anything water related, do a little bit of meditation, which doesn't have to be some big guru thing. It could just be relaxing the mind and not letting your thoughts run away from you.
Okay.
Because then I think you'll be able to clear out clear out some of that negative energy. And once you start feeling your personal power coming back in, as Lynn said, then it's just last man standing. I mean, you can handle people that don't really know what they're doing once you catch your breath and sort of relax your nervous system. So, but I don't feel like there's anything.
No, the way I handled it was like, you know, talk to them like, hey, this is like not okay. If you have a problem with it, talk to the supervisor. And I complained about it, and that's when it became a bigger problem. Had I just said nothing, maybe she would have complained about me. And I was like, I'm not going to let people complain about me anymore. There's nothing to complain about me. I'll complain about people first. You know, I don't let somebody threaten and intimidate me because they feel threatened and intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, and sometimes these things come in because they're a lesson in, you know, just reassuring yourself in your integrity, your personal power.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't done anything wrong. These things got, you know, so you're finding your voice and you're stepping up for yourself.
Right.
And still, it can be a little frazzling when you do that. And so it sounds like you need to, like, allow your system to just kind of come back down off the wall.
I see. Yeah, it's still kind of, maybe it's still coming down. Maybe it's still coming down from this experience, you know, maybe it is. And now that I'm working in this other place in the same company, I'm like, oh, this is so much better. Like everything is so much calmer, more relaxed. It's like a whole nother vibe.
And I mean, that can be a really nice lesson in the power of, you know, using your voice. I mean, it doesn't sound like you didn't step on anybody, you know, for no good reason. You stood up for yourself, and that's a really great thing to experience, even though it's a bit harrowing, and sometimes you need a little tonic afterwards.
No, I think actually it worked out better for me, because, I mean, what was I going to do there anyway? I mean, I was in and out, and always, like, it was very interesting. I just had to make up as I went along, and I did everything I could, and maybe it's a good thing I'm not there anymore. There's not enough structure there.
Maybe it sounds like give yourself a nice pat on the back. You know?
I think I did a good job by not being there anymore. I think I wasn't appreciated there. No, I think it's good that I'm gone. It's just that I just want to do more with my life than. Maybe, we'll figure it out. God knows what I need, and it will be revealed. But if I look back on it, now that I told him, look, I'll accept this job as long as I have an opportunity to go back there without you guys giving it to somebody else. And they were okay with that.
Well, and so this is a very recent thing you just went through?
Just today.
Yeah, give it a little time. You might find that you don't want to go back.
I don't know. We'll see, yeah. That could happen, too, because I'm like, okay, I'll give this a shot if you give me a shot, you know.
Yeah, but it feels like the lesson here for you was, you know, standing up for yourself and finding your voice in the matter, which it sounds like you carried off quite beautifully. And, you know, and when happens, you got to pat yourself on the back.
Oh, I see. I know. I guess. I mean, I was devastated. I worked through this whole thing for a while and emailing my supervisor, like, I want to go back. Help. You know, I did go through a lot of stuff, I have to say. It wasn't easy for me. But today's conversation, like, clarified some things for me. Like, okay, I can do it as long as I get an opportunity to revisit it later. And when they said yes, I was like, okay, I'll do this then. Otherwise, this is so unfair, you know?
Yeah, this just really feels like a challenge for you to, you know, to speak up for yourself. And it seems like you stepped up to it. And But, you know, it feels like your nerves are still a little frazzled from the whole ordeal. I don't know if this has happened to you before or if you're used to speaking up for yourself, but that's what it feels like, is that is you did the job really well.
I'm not sure if I don't think I spoke up for myself to this extent, like immediately when somebody did something right away. I think I would have waited before, or would have been like, what do I do? Or just didn't know, or be completely thrown off by somebody doing this or saying something weird and not knowing, understanding. But this time I was like, I'm not going to let you control me, threaten, intimidate. There's no ground for it. There's absolutely no ground for it, except that there's some insanity going on here. So I gotta get some help. I can't solve this by myself. So I went to the people, maybe the wrong people, maybe the right people, but I was heard. You know, I was heard. It was taken care of, and it's beautiful. It was well done by everybody.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, congratulations, because
really?
So many people would just stand back and watch it all go down and go home and cry about it, but that's not what you did. And so, you know, that's really powerful.
I think that's what the people that were doing that expected of me, because they thought, oh, she's new. We can play the power game and show her who the boss is. And I didn't let them do that to me. And it happened twice. So I guess I must have had to learn this lesson really well. Otherwise, it wouldn't have shown up like 3 times in a row. Oh, gosh. I guess. Yeah, you're right. Maybe there was a reason.
Oh, there's always a reason. You're welcome.
Sorry.
And I said, there's always a reason, and you're welcome, and good for you. I really wish you the best.
Yeah, thanks. So I appreciate that, you guys. I mean, I didn't see it in that context, and that's definitely not why I called. But I do appreciate this. You know, you always get what you need.
You do
Thank
get
you.
What you need.
Right.
Exactly. Beautiful. Wow, that was
thank
wonderful.
Thank you for calling in, Samantha.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Have a good
Best
night.
Wishes to
Well, we got through all the callers, and in the process, lost poor Jessica.
Oh, no.
Oh, not again.
Got her.
Jessica, we miss you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not the first person that's been dumped. It happens sometimes, but I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, that was a wonderful show.
Yeah, you guys.
Anybody
were really
have any
wonderful
last
to...
words? No, thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say I got like quite an energy rush from the last caller, Samantha. I think. Wow, I get so excited when people step into their personal power. Did you guys feel that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it was a shift, to be sure. That was amazing. It's
nice to
feel that, you know, what we're doing on the show can make a difference for people. You know, it's, because sometimes you're like, I hope we're doing something useful out here. And it's sort of a little good
Absolutely.
Validation, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. Cool. And as Samantha said, we always get what we're needing, not always what we want, but what we're needing. So that's really cool.
Yep. That's why the Rolling Stones wrote that song about it. You can't always get what you want. You get what you need. It's
that's
true.
That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Ryan used to be he used to remind us of that a lot too. And then he'd laugh, that laugh of his.
Well, I'll tell you, Dolores Cannon, you know, the founder of quantum healing, she used to say all the time, you know, they're not always going to get what they want, but they're definitely going to get what they need. She had a little bit of a sarcasm to her voice, but it was always in, you know, heart-centered, the things that she would say.
Yeah, she's not laughing at you. She's laughing with you. Because, you know, same reason the Buddha laughs, you know. It's
sometimes
it's
we have to get over ourselves. So I think that was her point, you know. It was just open up and give what you need.
All
that's
the great
right
teachers tend to bring you to your knees in terms of humility and whatnot before you can actually learn. It's like emptying the teacup before you can pour something into it, that Buddhist lesson, right?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, ladies. It was a real pleasure working with you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was wonderful have you have me with us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you.
Contact information.
And we still have to do the announcing of the websites.
Yes.
Our evening ritual.
Lynn, you want to go ahead with your information, your contact information?
Certainly, I will do that. I can be found in the Sacred Embers group on Facebook, and you can find me also at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And I also have a Facebook.
I can be found in the Sacred Embers group on Facebook.
Oh.
And you can find me also.
Yeah, I'm going crazy now.
Did you hear that? This is okay. I think blog talk zapped. What the heck?
Oh. That's
yeah, my computer just went nuts.
Oh dear.
We have a poltergeist that's playing with us. Sorry, Lynn.
Quite possibly. It's happened before. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys try now.
Okay, Sue, you want to give your contact information?
Okay, sure. Thanks. This is Sue Beckley, and you can find me on the Sacred Embers group on Facebook. You can find me at quantumexplorations.com and also Quantum Explorations on Facebook.
Very good. Thank you. And I am
thank
Sue Fields Delamonte. You can find me on Facebook. On my page, on the Sacred Embers page, and my website is susandelamonte.wixsite.com/SueD. And what is the Sacred Embers website, Lynn? Do you know that offhand?
Yes, I do. It's sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love.
And you can find all of us there.
Yeah, and Jessica has a page on Facebook called Jaden's Way Speaks. Should say Jessica and Jaden have that page. So you can go find them there, and they're also on the Sacred Embers page.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, that looks like it's a wrap for tonight. What do you think, ladies?
I think that
sounds
lovely.
Right.
I think we should go off with Louis Armstrong. Is that okay with you guys?
Sounds great.
Ideal.
Right.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you for joining us. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love and light
to you
all.
Hope to see you all next week. Blessings to all.
Okay, love and light.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue,